Hey guys, Will Durst here with a quick take on the new political paradigm. Us versus them. Say what you will about the Democrats, for the most part, they actually believe, deep down in their hearts, that impoverished kids enrolled in Head Start programs can contribute to society and make the world a better place to live. For all of us. And they want rich people to pay for that. Republicans think these kids should pull themselves up by their bootstraps the way they did when Daddy gave them their first oil well. These basic attitudes stem from deep-rooted philosophical differences. The liberal idea is by helping the greater good, it'll eventually come back and benefit everyone. While conservatives believe exactly the opposite, that by helping themselves, it'll eventually come back and benefit themselves. These days, you can pretty much divide Republicans into three groups: the greedy, the mean, and the stupid. They live in a black and white land where compromise is defeat. Of course, liberals can be distilled into three groups as well: the pompous, the weak, and the stupid. Their world is a rainbow of colors where everyone is given a big box of crayons and allowed to write on the walls to express themselves. Liberals aim to further the brotherhood of man, while conservatives know this mythical brotherhood is just another left-wing conspiracy trying to separate them from their money. Another thing is the two sides are playing under entirely different narratives. Liberals behave like bureaucrats at a folk fair, trying to choreograph the welcoming dance of converging cultures, while at the same time Republicans are lighting torches and running towards them with pitchforks. There's a war going on out there, but only one side seems to know it. Might take a sharp poke in the side to wake the Democrats up, but even then they'll probably be more concerned with trying to raise pitchfork safety standards. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.